She sends a message, a simple query about plans for the weekend, neutral, perfectly non-committal. He reads it through the lens of his current state architecture. A slight delay registers, not the expected delay. The pressure builds. He sees the delay not as external timing, but as a personal failing. He interprets the quiet as a withdrawal, a subtle physical distancing, so he overcompensates. He launches into a rapid-fire string of suggestions, trying to inject energy, to fill the perceived void. He pushes for commitment, trying to force a specific outcome. The attempt feels frantic, brittle. She receives the burst of energy. She perceives the instability behind it. The immediate alignment that was present minutes before dissipates. The energy she reads is no longer stable. It is kinetic, panicked. The pattern observed here is the failure of internal organization leading to diminished gravitational pull. This is the state where the man's nervous system, when placed under pressure, even minor relational pressure, can no longer maintain a coherent self-reference. Gravitation is not a technique, it is the quality others read from a man whose internal state is organized around himself. It is the signal that he is not waiting for the room to validate his reality. When internal regulation breaks down, that signal flips. Instead of a grounded pull, the signal becomes high-frequency anxiety. The tendency is to mistake this collapse for a simple misread of the situation. The man assumes the failure is external. The timing was bad. The other person is unavailable. The conversation was poorly structured. But the mechanism is rooted in the internal state. The drive to appear dominant without true internal calm is almost always a form of compensation. It is an attempt to use performance to manage an underlying physiological instability. The core issue is that the state architecture, the totality of his physiological activation, is compromised. When he is reactive, he is not steering the energy. He is being steered by the tension in his chest. The loop begins in the nervous system. When a man is operating from a regulated state, his internal system maintains a stable baseline. This baseline is the source of the gravitational quality. It allows for what others read as directional stability, a quality that implies he is moving through the interaction based on his own established parameters, not based on the need for the other person's affirmation. When that baseline shifts, when the internal regulation falters, the system becomes hypersensitive. A neutral input, like a brief response or a slight pause, is no longer processed as neutral data. It is filtered through the anxiety state. This leads to a cascade where the man misreads neutral signals as definitive rejection. The internal state mandates a response to the perceived threat. Behaviorally, this manifests as an immediate need to correct the perceived failure. He must prove his worth, prove his interest, prove his stability, because the nervous system is screaming that the foundation is shaking. This need to prove is the antithesis of gravitational pull. It is the sound of the engine seizing up. The system is now running on pure reactivity. The alignment breaks because the internal signal is chaotic. The second stage of failure is the attempt to manage the chaos through external action. Since the internal state cannot resolve the tension, the man tries to impose external order. He seeks to control the outcome. He becomes obsessed with the result of the interaction. He shifts from being present in the moment to managing a future hypothetical. He worries about the next text, the next date, the next milestone. This is not leading from state. This is managing anxiety. He compensates for his internal instability by ramping up the external signals of investment. He overexplains. He doubles down on validation. He tries to force the desired synchronization to a sheer volume of input. This overinvestment is the attempt to manually override a dysregulated system. He believes that if he just pushes hard enough, if he just communicates enough, he can force the nervous systems into alignment. But this creates a feedback loop of instability. His increased effort is read by the other party not as interest, but as stress. The energy he projects is no longer fluid, it is pressurized. It is the visible strain of a system struggling against its own internal pressures. Then man whose state architecture is organized around himself, the one with grounded presence, experiences these moments differently. When an input is ambiguous, his system does not default to threat detection. He perceives the input as information. He allows the ambiguity to exist without needing to resolve it instantly. He holds his internal framework, the quiet knowledge of his own value and direction, and allows the space to exist. He does not see a brief response as a rejection warranting an escalation. He sees it as a natural tempo of the interaction. The difference is this. His energy is not a resource to be constantly discharged to maintain equilibrium. It is a steady source. He does not need to perform power, nor does he need to perform vulnerability, because his internal state is inherently stable enough to allow both to emerge organically. When his state is regulated, his sexual energy is directed, not hijacked. It flows as a force of magnetic attraction, a quiet pool. He is not trying to make the other person respond. He is simply being present in a way that invites response. The anxiety doesn't exist as a driving force. It is just background static, something he observes, not something he acts upon. Most conventional advice offers a behavior modification to treat the symptom, not the disease. The counsel often sounds like, be less needy, or don't overanalyze the texts, or just hold your ground. These directives treat the behavior as the unit of change. They tell him to change the output, the communication, the pacing, the effort. But the behavior is only a ripple. The cause is the compromised state architecture. If he simply learns to pause longer, but the underlying nervous system remains highly sensitive to threat, the pause will simply become a tense, pressurized silence, which is often worse than the initial burst. He is suppressing the reaction without regulating the underlying tension. He is building a defense mechanism, not a foundation. True integration is not about suppressing the urge to chase or to overexplain. It is about observing the urge itself. It is the capacity to recognize, I am feeling the urge to escalate because my nervous system is interpreting this pause as a threat to my security. This recognition is the pivot point. It allows the man to move from reacting to the anxiety to observing the anxiety as data. The state changes before the behavior can be consciously altered. The breakdown of gravitational pull is a narrative of internal collapse. It is the moment the man's internal reference structure fails to resist the pressure of the moment. The quality others read is not about how much he says or how hard he tries. It is about the sheer quiet integrity of his underlying state. It is the evidence that he has organized around himself and not around the outcome. The work, then, is not to master the art of attraction. It is to master the mechanics of the self, so that attraction becomes an inevitable byproduct.